CCR. Who'll Stop the Rain?
We were just talking about hurricanes while we were listening to Who'll Stop the Rain.
It was a tie-in.
There was a bit of a tie-in there. Actually, Kelly and I are talking about who's lost more studio in hurricanes in this place. We're in competition, and it's not the competition you want to be in, that's for sure.
And you don't want to win it either.
No, it's a bad to win that one, too. Mm. Unless you have a very patient insurance company, it's very bad. Mm. Anyway, we're about to ask Cease here to play a song for us. So what are you gonna play for us?
I'm gonna play a song from my first album. Yeah, it's Insults to Us Freedom.
Okay. Well, let's go ahead and do that.
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you very much.
That is just so cool.
Yes. My word. We have...
Aziz Dango just on the guitar there. He's part of a duo in this morning that's going to be performing on December 7th at Roberts Hall in a concert entitled East Meets West. Susan Taylor or Kelly, you can tell us a little more about the concert, what you guys are going to be doing there. And
well, Aziz is from Kathmandu in the country of Nepal, and he and I have just recently met. He has been introduced to the wonderful American style music, the blues, and he's just a great guitar player and a great person. And to have someone that can play the blues like this guy does from all the way across the world is an amazing thing.
Music really is indeed a universal language.
Yes, it is. Yes. It is. Mm-hmm. So we have gotten together. We call it East Meets the West. I think it's pretty easy to tell who's from the East and who's from the West, especially with my accent. But we're going to put a spin on the standard and traditional blues and some electric blues and of course his Eastern influence on the music, and it's going to be a cool thing. We're going to do this concert on December the 7th at historic Roberts Hall in the city of Lynn Haven, Florida. I happen to be born and raised in Lynn Haven, Florida, and mm-hmm. traveled throughout playing music and always called it my home. Mm-hmm. And as a child growing up, even before I was born, my parents were, as they were dating, would dance to the jukebox at Roberts Hall in the 1940s. And as I grew up in the city of Lynn Haven, it was a country store, and we would save our pennies and go and buy candy, and mm-hmm. and that was our childhood. And for me to come under the realization that I'm going to be doing a concert there and playing with someone from across the globe,
about as far away from here as you can get without a rocket ship,
without coming back. Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
it just kind of blows my mind, man. So and our show will be we're going to have some Nepalese cuisine, and we're going to have arts and crafts, and the show performance is going to be, the hall will open around 5 p.m. on December 7th, and we will go, the show is scheduled to go till about 8 o'clock. And this is a ticketed event. Tickets are available through the Blue Water Blues Society on Facebook, which is a new blues society that we're going to start here. Matter of fact, our inaugural meeting is this Sunday at the House of Bourbon in St. Andrews section of Panama City, and through Eventbrite, so we can use PayPal to purchase tickets for this. This is December 7th, again, at historic Roberts Hall.
And I hear tell we're going to have a special guest playing with you two gentlemen.
Absolutely. We have a staple of the local music scene and a very traditional blues artist who's very popular in the Atlanta region and here. Mr. Slim Fats will be doing a guest spot at the concert at Roberts Hall. And this is so exciting because we have three different takes on the same Americana music. And to be able to expose all of this to just our public audience here is just going to be a great, great event. And I don't think we're going to be able to repeat this. This is going to be a great thing. And
definitely a one-of-a-kind event with the three of you. I know all three of you now. I've known Aziz for a couple of weeks now. And to having heard all of you play, and I just can't imagine... You are three gentlemen who are very proficient in your craft, and you're completely different. And
absolutely,
it's the same music. So it's just going to be so much fun to hear all these different takes from, I would imagine with Slim there, we're going to hear a little dobro in the background there somewhat. I loved what Aziz just did, because although you're listening to a traditional layout in blues, I'm also hearing these little... some of the takes and some of the fills that he was doing are so obviously oriental in nature.
Absolutely. The microtonal licks that, that he uses in there. You know, it's very, sounds like a sitar. It sounds, it has that influence, which really blew me away the first time. The first time I heard the recordings of him, I was very impressed. But when I saw him live doing this, because it's one of those things when you hear it, you go, there's no way this cat's going to pull this off live, man. And then I sat down with him in the living room of Suzanne's house, and I was watching him play, and I just went, you know what, man? I'm done. it was just so unique and so cool. And then when I lay my stuff on top of it, it's very cool.
Well, we're going to take a quick break. Here's our WMBB's weather forecast from Lauren Hope here on The Mix.